South yourself in playing this series, particularly the games and in New Jersey, and how much did it help that he had a little bit of a break before at the end of the season to get ready for the for this series?
Well, I got to give credit to our goalie coach, Ron John. He had a good plan going in, and we spoke about like what days we can give him off, and even the little details of not bringing him to Carolina for game 82. And I think it all has kind of helped put Fassie in the position he's in today. But to be honest, I think Fassie's played, I think he's played well down the stretch. I just don't know how well our team played defensively down the stretch. And when your team's playing better defense, it helps your goaltender out. Now he doesn't have to make as many highlight reel saves. And I think what you're seeing in the playoffs is a group that's been determined to play both ends of the ice. And in turn, that's helping Vasilevskiy out. And I think it's all just been kind of a culmination of this. A couple other things, Jonesy, is he's played in the playoffs before. I think that helps. Is that he's been on the stage and so just that whole combination of things is, I think has really helped him. And in the end, he's a Vezina candidate for a reason. He's a good goalie, and he's kind of he makes a breakaway save. It just you can see our bench gets a little bit taller and really determined to play well in front of him.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Well, I don't know how you want to handle it, but I'll ask a question here, John. This is Eric.
Yeah.
The first two games on home ice, you had obviously get the matchup that you want to get. What works so well in getting those matchups for you that can help you heading into Game 5 here on Saturday?
Well, the big thing is, just as they were probably doing us, you're trying to neutralize the players you think are the most dangerous, and obviously Taylor Hall stands out, so you have to have a game plan going in for the New Jersey Devils, but also a little bit for Taylor Hall's line. All those guys, you can see they're talented scorers, talented players, and so just like I'm sure Heinze's trying to find something against Stamkos's line and Point's line, we have to say, okay, how are we going to stop Hall's line? How are we going to stop, now that Johansson's in Zacha and those guys, and who's going to neutralize the Zacha line or the Zajac line? I'm sorry. And so, we as a staff, we try and put a little game plan in, and it doesn't work perfectly, but. In the first two games, there was a little bit of recipe for success. So, you try and build off what worked and what didn't. But ultimately, players have to play through stuff. Sometimes you're not going to get the matches you need. You just got to be aware of who's on the ice.
Yeah, I get one more here for you too. Tony Cirelli last night played the second most amount of PK minutes of anybody behind Anton Stralman. What kind of a difference has he made in killing penalties for your team?
He's made every difference. We've been kind of looking for that type of player, and we were a little inconsistent on the penalty kill. It's been pretty well documented, but he's such a smart player. He has a willingness to block shots. And he just makes excellent reads. And, when he was called up, we didn't necessarily think, this was the role he was going to be thrust into. But, after coaching him a couple games and seeing what his hockey IQ was and his gamemanship, it seems, to be a perfect fit for him. And he's really embraced the role, especially having, Alex Killorn, who's been another good penalty killer for us, who would have been out there just as much as him had he not taken the penalties he'd taken last night. But they've been a really formidable pair for us, and I think the success of our penalty kills trickled down large in part because of the success Tony and Killer have had.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Skip. Any other questions?
Yeah, John, this is Matt Estes from Raw Charge. To go a little deeper on the PK thing, you said that the PK has been kind of a black eye for you guys this season. But for this series, aside from 2 5-on-3 goals, the PK has looked astounding. Aside from the personnel, have you guys done anything systematically to improve yourselves on that?
A little bit. I think we've settled our PK down. We were making too many reads and having our guys make too many reads in the zone. And what we did, we tried to do is settle everything down. But I think the biggest thing what we did was prior to the last couple of years, we settled on pairs and said these were going to be our guys. We spoke to these guys about it. We weren't going to. It was not going to be a trial and error. We were going to dedicate our penalty kill to a group of players, including Sorelli and Killorn and Callahan and Paquette, and these guys were going to be our guys. And then we kind of put our plan in place and what worked for us and what hadn't. And fortunately for us, it's been extremely successful. The other thing is too, you get the pre-scout one team. And it's not like you're rolling in, okay, you got the Devils tonight, now you got Pittsburgh tomorrow, and you got Washington next night, and guys that are running all completely different power plays. You kind of get to focus on one, and I think that's really helped us. And then, obviously, Vasilevsky's a huge factor in that. He's got to make the big save, because they have been getting some chances on their power plays, because obviously the mere number of power plays they've received, but... when we've broken down, he's made the big save.
One more question. With Pekka going back to Syracuse, what's the status for Callahan for Game 5?
I haven't talked to the trainers today or anything like that. Obviously, with every day, there's more hope that he's coming back, but I will know later today where we're at. I'm sorry, I don't know right now, but because we are at, we've got the 12 healthy forwards that we played last night. And so if there was a need to bring somebody back, we've got time to do it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions?
Yeah, John, can you talk a little bit about JT Miller? How big a throw-in was he for the McDonough deal at the time you made him? Did you think he was going to be this kind of impact?
Well, to me, he was not a throw-in. I think that was a calculated deal of if we're going to be giving up what we're giving up, you need to give up something as well. And that's why ultimately it was a good hockey trade. It was no secret. If we could get a little bit stronger, harder, bigger, that would help our team. And, I coached against JT in the minors. When I was in Norfolk, and he was in Hartford, so I got a little taste of him back then. Remembering how he played, and it was see him in New York, and when he played against us, the impact he'd have. I had him at the AHL All Star Game, and I enjoyed him there. I had him at the World Cup, and that was a big one for me. Is he was kind of an in and out of the lineup guy at the World Cup, but. Bought in, was really excited to be there, was great to work with after practice. So I had a pretty decent feel for him as a person. It was just a matter of, was he going to be able to fit our style of play? And, it's clearly he has. And to be able to have a hockey IQ that can play with some of the skill players he's playing with that size and strength, he's just kind of got that, he's got that playoff mindset. He's got the body that can go through playoff series, and that's what we've needed.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, my tater tots are getting cold. Anybody else?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Coop. Thanks, everyone.
I'm just joking.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. All right, see you, boys.